Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
As Russia continues to pursue its illegal war against Ukraine, it is running low on war materiel. To shore up its dwindling supplies, it is turning to states that are under UN Security Council sanction, prohibiting all countries from obtaining any arms from them. In late August, Japan, the Republic of Korea or South Korea, the United Kingdom, and the United States issued a joint statement condemning Russia for its attempts to purchase arms from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or North Korea. Arms negotiations between Russia and the DPRK are actively advancing, said United States Permanent Representative to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield. Russia is negotiating potential deals for significant quantities and multiple types of munitions to be used against Ukraine.
These potential deals could also include the provision of raw materials that would assist Russia's defense industrial base. In its pursuit of these weapons, Russia will violate Security Council resolutions, including resolutions Russia itself voted for. Any such arms deals would be a serious violation of resolutions the Security Council adopted unanimously after the DPRK passed nuclear test and ballistic missile launches.
The fact is, this is not the first time Russia has moved to violate Security Council resolutions to pursue its illegal war against Ukraine, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield. There is now incontrovertible evidence that Russia has procured drones from Iran in violation of another resolution it voted for.
Russia has since used those drones in punishing attacks against critical infrastructure in Ukraine.
Russia's pattern of behavior, flouting its responsibilities as a member of the Security Council, propping up proliferating regimes, is unacceptable, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield. The United States is therefore taking direct action by exposing and sanctioning individuals and entities working to facilitate arms deals between Russia and the DPRK.
We cannot and we will not stay silent as we receive more information that Russia continues to turn to rogue regimes to try to obtain weapons and equipment in order to support its brutal war of aggression.
We will continue to work with allies and partners to identify, expose, and counter Russian attempts to acquire military equipment from the DPRK or any state that is prepared to support Russia's war in Ukraine, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield. This is a pressing matter of international peace and security.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.